Did you watch The Big Bang Theory? Are you familiar with that television show? All right. And so there was one on the other, I don't know, yesterday, day before, one of the reruns, and it was right after they had come back from their trip to the Arctic to do some experiments. And Sheldon thought he had this major breakthrough that proved string theory. Now, you know, I could ask Dave or Bob maybe to explain what that means, but it probably isn't relevant at this point. but anyway, he thinks, and this discovery for him was going to change the way we understood the world, right? Okay, you kind of get the idea here, right? And so, what is it that Sheldon does immediately upon his return? You watch the episode. All right, let me ask it this way. If you were Sheldon, what would you do? You've discovered something that would change the way that the world is understood. You tell everybody. Well, that's what Sheldon does, right? He immediately sends out an email blast to everybody that he knows to say, I've proved string theory. Okay? Right now, as it turns out, just to kind of finish the story, you know, spoiler alert for those of you that haven't seen it. Oh no! Yeah, right. All right. It turns out that the data was fudged by Raj and Howard and Leonard, so the discovery was incorrect. But anyway, right. So there's this discovery that's going to change the world, the way the world is understood, and Sheldon immediately tells everybody. That's natural, right? Okay. I think that is what Jesus is talking about in today's gospel reading. It continues the Sermon on the Mount, and I'm going to tell this story kind of in reverse order from what we have in front of us. Okay? Jesus says to his disciples, "Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish, but to fulfill. For truly I tell you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one letter, not one stroke of a letter will pass from the law until all is accomplished." Jesus says to his disciples, "I have not come to change God or to start a new religion. What I've come to do," I think Jesus is saying, "is to help people understand the way God really is." Does that make sense? All right, let me try my other analogy and see if this helps, right? My other bad analogy, right? We've got some older folks here, but I don't think we're this old. Are you sure? There was a point in time where people thought the world was flat. Are you that old, Bill?
No.
All right, okay, all right. People thought the world was flat. And it was Galileo. Somebody help me. Copernicus, who helped us understand that the world indeed was not flat but round, right? So there's this idea that is generally accepted that the world is flat, but it turns out not to be right. Instead, there's this. World-shattering change of understanding that the world's not flat but round. I think Jesus has come to say that God is not the way that people have generally accepted Him, pointing specifically at the scribes and Pharisees. And the scribes and Pharisees, what they were about was understanding God as a God of rules. And I suppose I can make the distinction between rules and law at this point, right? God gave us the law, the Ten Commandments specifically, to Moses up there on Mount Sinai, right? And those in leadership in the Jewish faith over a period of time took those laws of God and turned them into a series of rules. And those rules became the thing that said, you know, what they taught, what they understood, what they pushed was that if we don't follow the rules, God's going to get us. God's going to condemn us. God's going to punish us. And Jesus comes on the scene and says, you know what? That's not really what God is like. Jesus said the world's not flat, but rather here's what God is like. And Jesus says, I'm not changing the law, I'm fulfilling the law, because here's what the commandments are about. And what the commandments are about is what? Thank you, Rhoda. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your soul, your strength, and love your neighbor as yourself. That's what the law is about. And that's what Jesus has said he has come to fulfill. Jesus comes on the scene and says, I have a different way of understanding God, and this is the way God really is. And it's not about rules and judgment and punishment, but it's about love. It's about loving God, and it's about loving your neighbor. And Jesus says it's not a new religion. It's the same religion. It's just understanding it correctly. And Jesus says this is what must be fulfilled. As I was listening to Chip reading, I was struck by Isaiah, right? Talking about the acceptable sacrifice, is not this the fast that I choose? To loose the bonds of injustice, to undo the thongs of the yoke, to let the oppressed go free, and to break every yoke? Is it not to share your bread with the hungry and bring the homeless poor into your house, when you see the naked to cover them, and not to hide yourself from your own kin? What is it that God's looking for? It isn't following the rules. It's taking care of the people around us. It's about love. And that's always been what God is about, despite what the scribes and Pharisees were teaching. And Jesus comes to help us understand that this is what God is about. It's about love. I know that sounds simple and trite, and I could probably have Rhea teach us right with the song, right? Love, 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 that's what it's all about. See? If we were doing children's sermons, that's what we'd be singing today. Right? All right, thank you, Rhea. That's what it's about. Sandy's doing the hand motions back there. It is the way that we are to understand what God is about. And with that new understanding, here's what Jesus expects. Jesus expects us to be back to my first bad analogy, to be like Sheldon. And to share that new understanding with the world. You are the light of the world. A city built on a hill cannot be hid. No one, after lighting a lamp, puts it under the bushel basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all in the house. Jesus says, here, I have the way that we are to properly understand what God is about, and it's not what the scribes and Pharisees say, it's about love. And what I want you to do with that is to shine that light, to proclaim that message, to live that life, so that the whole world may know it. Let your light shine. Let this light of God's love shine so that all the world may know it. That what God is about love, mercy, forgiveness, justice, caring for our neighbor. That's the light that we are called on to shine. I think we live in a culture right now that needs us to be that light. I think we live in a culture right now that seems to be screaming out, it's about rules, it's about justice, it's about judging. It's about judging how you're wrong and I'm right. I think we live in a culture that is very divided by this idea that I'm right, you're wrong, and that being right is what matters. That judging somebody because they're not following the rules that I think they ought to be following. And I think this passage demands us to be a light. To stand up in the midst of this divided culture and say, wait a minute. It's not about rules. It's about love. It's not about judging. It's about accepting and caring for those around us. It's not about hate. It's about love. We have been given this light to shine in the world. And I think we need to do everything we can to not hide that light under a bushel basket. To not keep secret what God is all about. But to let the whole world know that what God is about and what we are to be about is love, mercy, forgiveness, and justice. That's the light of Christ that is to shine through us so that all the world, will know of that love. Let your light shine. Amen.